Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
What would success be to you?
Success, I just think like when you can go to bed at the end of the night and just say you have a good day and not being free of anxiety and worry and leaving behind a legacy, something where you're helping serve and love on people, like that's definitely what I want the focus of my business to be.
I love that answer.
But
I've been having to reconcile my issues with success too, because for me, like for a really long time, I felt like success was measured by how much money I had in my account, or you know, by how great I was doing at my corporate job or whatever, you know. And sometimes you gotta flip it, because money, you can't take that to the grave.
Yeah, exactly.
You really can't. You can only take, you know, what you've done, like, or what you've accomplished, or what you feel like, what has made you feel super fulfilled and purposeful. Mm-hmm. Really.
Wait, success is not bank account?
Nope.
My inner child used to think that success, you know, was based off of like money. But as I get older and I realize that you can always get a material object, you know, like you can, and once you get it, it's like, okay, I have it. Now what? You know, like the novelty of it runs away, like wears off. And then you're like, whatever, like this is stupid, you know?
Definitely. We can keep reaching and reaching forever.
And then what I've realized also, or rather what I'm learning right now is that once I no longer want that thing, it just poof immediately comes to me. I'm like, wow. But like I had to get to the point that I didn't want it anymore, you know, and then here it is, like parked in my driveway.
Yes, the detachment.
Yeah, it really is. It's hard. It's not easy, but it's all a learning process. But actually, I have a question for you, because I know that you're a death doula, and I'm not sure if we spoke about this already, but is there like something specific that that is required to carry like a title like that, or is there like a, I don't know, something that you need in order to perform something? I mean, I'm not quite sure how it works really.
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a few programs online. I did mine through Enelda, which is a nonprofit, and they only started 5 years ago, back in 2015. But essentially, mm-hmm. It was like a month-long course on Zoom, and typically it's a live class, and you would meet multiple times a week and do like visualization exercises, self-care, learn about the signs of dying. And then you can go on and get certified and have a certain numbers of hours in hospice if you'd like. But with COVID, a lot of people have had trouble with that because you can't get into hospice. I'm not a huge fan of certifications. Like, I don't really care about them. So for me, I'm not pursuing right now. So yeah, it's pretty accessible. I do have a feeling that as it gets more popular, it might become more regulated. But you're not a medical professional, so you just have to be clear with your client that you're more there as an emotional spiritual supervisor.
Right. So that was my question, I think. I probably like didn't word that correctly. My Mercury retrograde right now is kicking my ass. But so the process is basically like you're helping someone, right? Like you're kind of helping them let go, like in the final days?
Are you there when they take their last breath?
Yeah, so like you can focus on whatever area you want. For me, like right now, I don't want to be with someone on their last breath. I focus on grief, but there are plenty of doulas who are there to plan and then be there with them on their last days and be with the family. It's essentially like a psychedelic trip. Like you help like set the set and setting, like do people need to say a prayer before entering the room? What music is playing? Is there incense? Are there candles? Are there blankets? So you're really just like setting up the space and making it a beautiful ritual. If that's what your client wanted.
Listen, let me tell you something. That's amazing. I spoke to my mom a couple of months ago about this because I don't know if you've heard of this pod. It's like a visual podcast. It's on Netflix called The Midnight Gospel.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yay. Okay, great. So you already know, did you watch all of it in its entirety?
I honestly didn't love it, but I watched the first and the last episodes.
The last episode is gold. It's key. And it has a lot to do with death. He speaks about death a lot. And I think part of the reason why he even wrote the show was because he was having a really hard time reconciling with like the death. His mom had cancer and she was going to die. And it was really hard. And he goes really hard on how the death industry is like a thing now, because, you know, back in the day, people would die on their beds regularly, you know, like, and it would be like a 3-day thing. The whole family would come to visit you, like, and you know, after the body, you know, after you were dead, like they would still maintain you on the bed and they would mourn over your body. And it wasn't like they would get your body, put it in a casket and take you to the funeral home. No, everything was done sort of like in this ceremonial type of way, like in your own home. Why I mentioned Midnight Gospel is because he kind of, you know, he brings up the topic as how like we've lost that touch of like when somebody dies. It's kind of like, okay, put them in a box, ship them off, you know, like you don't do that whole ritual of like, you know, cleaning the home and having the family and making sure that everything has kind of like left with the soul, you know, with the spirit. And I found that so, I found so much depth in it. And I spoke to my mom about it because she also reminded me, she's like, yeah, like that used to happen a lot. Now you go to a funeral home and then you go to the cemetery and that's it. But
are you thinking about then, doing it?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about being a death doula?
Well, as a Pisces, the topic of death, I'm not gonna lie, fascinates me. And I could say that ever since I was a child, I've been thinking about death, not in a morbid sort of way or like, oh, I want to die or anything like that, but it's as important as when you're born.
When my dad died, I was talking to the funeral director. Her family owned the cemetery. She was a Pisces.
I actually thought of owning a cemetery once, or like a funeral home. The funeral home, maybe not so much anymore. But to me, like I realized that we don't give death that importance anymore. Or I don't know if as a society or as a human kind, whatever, we ever did. I think maybe like back in the day we did. But now somebody dies and you're just like, you mourn for, you know, a day or two, and then you just put it, you write an Instagram post about it, and then you just put it in the back of your mind and you just go on with your life, and you forget that you have to go through a process. You have to grieve, you have to, you know, like it's a whole process, just like when a kid is born. Like it's not like, you know, like, I mean, well, we do take the kid home right away, but still, like, I don't know, I guess we've lost touch with like a lot of ceremonial rituals, especially around the topic of death.
Do you get to talk to the person that's dying?
Yeah, so as a death doula, you are contacting your client and their family. And I asked about that. How does it work to get hired? Is it the person who's dying reaches out, or their family member? And usually it's both. But I do think, kind of going back to what Claudia was saying with death, we avoid it. Even the term YOLO, you only live once. It's like we just don't want to think about it. And a huge thing with reconciling death is creating your own meaning. So creating the show A Midnight Gospel, that's creating meaning for him. So I think that's really important to know. It takes work to grieve, and it's a process, and there are no timelines. And the 5 stages of grief are actually for the people dying. It was not for the people left behind. So it's not like you have 5 steps. People always say that, like, oh, it's denial, anger, bargaining.
What are the other 2?
So denial, anger, bargaining, maybe acceptance is the last one.
Yeah,
I forget the 5th. But people.
No, I think acceptance is the 5th, right? There's one before acceptance.
Yeah, so, maybe.
all right. So I heard of
denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.